Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March 19, 2024. Invisible things. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Today's morsel. The Old Testament of the Bible is God concealed. The New Testament is God revealed. Under the Old Testament, no man could see God's face and live. But under the New Testament, John said, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. Paul, who met Jesus on the road to Damascus, told Timothy, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." 1 Timothy 3:16. When Philip inquired of Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us," Jesus said unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that have seen me have seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, He doeth the works." John chapter 14, verse 8 through 10. Those things which were once hidden and invisible from the creation of the earth are now made visible to us, so that we may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and join to the fellowship of His suffering. Jesus Christ is the one true and ever living God, and the one that we seek. There is no other. Scripture says, "And He said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which was written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened He their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures." Luke chapter 24, verse 42 through 45. "If this truth is hidden," Paul says, "Satan has blinded the minds of them which believe not." Sing this song with me today. He's the great I am, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the great eternal wonder, holy counselor, and Zion's righteous governor. He's the great, I am. Thought for today: the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show His handiwork. Psalms 19, verse 1.